What's good? What's good? We back. Triple P, Paul Pickett Podcast, a.k.a. The Common Sense Podcast. I go off common sense. Rest of y'all go off book smarts. I take my master's in common sense any day. You know, I don't got a high school diploma, but I've been self-employed for well over a decade. Because one thing that's more important than any college degree is ambition. You got to have all the college degrees in the world, if you ain't got no ambition and no determination, man, dedication, commitment, like, to trying to achieve something, like, what are we talking about here? You know? Before we get started, hit that click now subscribe button in that right-hand corner. If you're watching on Instagram or Facebook, please hit that follow. Don't forget the audio version of my podcast goes to a dozen sites like Apple, Google, Spotify, Amazon, Odyssey, CastBox, Deezer, iHeart, Player FM, Podcast Addict, Podchaser, Stitcher, TuneIn, and more. Also, don't forget that these podcasts are sponsored by my number one company, Promo Palace LLC at promopalace.biz. If you need online marketing promotions, check out promopalace.biz. If you need a t-shirt or a hoodie or apparel for your dog to wear, like a dog bandana, go to newlinden.com. If you're a cat lover or a dog lover and you like cat t-shirts or dog t-shirts, go to newlinden.com for New Linden apparel. If you're an animal rights activist, animal lover, go to newlinden.com for New Linden apparel. We got hoodies, t-shirts, shoes, and more. And newlinden.com is also a sponsor of the Paul Pickett Podcast, a.k.a. The Common Sense Podcast, your place for music, sports, and politics. This right here is episode 50. I'm halfway through. That means no turning back, which is the name of my first hip-hop album, No Turning Back. And I saw something on the Patrick David Bet, where they were saying that three things that a man should always do is write a book, plant a tree, and have a kid, because those are all three things that will outgrow you, and that's the only way you can live on forever. So, you know, I guess the only way I can live on forever is through my music and through my content, through my social media content, through my YouTube. You know, I got the Paul Pickett Podcast and I got the Promo Palace LLC vlogs. Now, the vlogs basically break down marketing for musicians and brands and stuff like that. All right, so let me get into a few topics. The Heat require employees to be vaccinated. Well, we clearly know politically where the Heat stand. We know they stand on the left. They're Democrats. And they don't care about, you know, they're with Arnold. Screw your freedom. You know, my thing is, the idea that we need amendments to tell us that we should have freedom of choice, it's your life. So at the end of the day, you have a freedom of choice. I don't care. Like, I'm going to state this clearly. You have freedom of choice. It's your life. The only thing is, you also have to accept the consequences. Like I always say, I shouldn't need no amendments or nothing to tell me that I can walk up to Shaquille O'Neal and tell him to go screw himself. But, now I would never do that because I love Shaq. I love Shaq as a human being. He's a great role model, a great hard worker. You know, Shaq works harder than any athlete I've ever seen. Now, I would never go up to Shaq and tell him to screw himself. But I should never. Let me get close to this camera. I should never need an amendment to tell me that I need a freedom of speech to walk up to Shaq and tell him to screw himself. But with all due respect, if I walk up to Shaq and tell him to screw himself, he could body slam me, DDT me, power drive me. I better be willing to accept the consequences. So as long as you're willing to accept the consequences of whatever action it is, you shouldn't need no amendments to tell you whatever choice. I don't care if it's good or bad, because another thing is, who gets to dictate what's good or bad? The laws of nature. The laws of nature dictate what's good or bad. I repeat. Screw the laws of man. The laws of nature dictate what's good or bad. Now, so he wanted to require employees to be vaccinated. I mean, they have no choice. So that means they have no choice in it whatsoever. They have no say in it whatsoever. or they're just fired. Like, this is not going to be a good road to go down. Now, we already have economic problems with inflation. People don't want to go back to work because they're getting paid more to stay out of work, and they think they should get paid more to work fast food jobs. But most of those people don't even, they take all those jobs for granted. I know for a fact, most people, I worked in the fast food industry the majority of my life before I got into online marketing promotions. I repeat, I worked fast food industry majority of my life before I got into online marketing promotions. And I know for a fact that 60 to 70% of those people take those jobs for granted. And 60 or 70, most of the people that work at fast food aren't qualified to really do anything else. At the time, I wasn't totally qualified to do anything else. When I got into online marketing promotions, I didn't plan on getting into it. It just happened. Evolution just took over. You know, I was doing targeted Twitter followers through a software I had, and the software was amazing. It was called TweetBig. And then I basically started doing it for other people, offered it to other people, because I realized it was a targeted Twitter follower service, but it was the best targeted Twitter software that I've ever seen to this day. And when it had API issues, the software fell in and then evolution took over. I had to evolve into something else. But the heat, they required all the employees to be vaccinated. They're not giving them no, you know, choice whatsoever. They're clearly Democrats. They're clearly leftists. They clearly don't care about their workers. It's just all about them getting back to business and making money. That's what it's all about. They're in Miami. They want to just get back to making money. They care about making more money more than anything. And I don't think I really got to talk too much on this, because you're going to see a lot of these coming up. I got another one I'm about to talk about on the football side of things, but the Heat requiring employees to be vaccinated. I don't agree with this one bit. In my personal experience, this is not misinformation. I repeat, this is not misinformation because this is my personal experience and my lifestyle I live. I live alone and I work alone. And I can tell you that I have not been sick in over 2.5 years. And it has nothing to do with wearing a mask or social distancing. I repeat, or a vaccination, because I'm not vaccinated. I go to the store every other day. I wear no mask. People be all close to me. I've gotten to the point now, I don't even care about people being close to me anymore that, you know, I don't know complete strangers during COVID, because I've begun to realize that when you're around people for a short period of time, you're not around them long enough to get COVID. Majority of people are getting COVID from people they work with and people they live with. Now, I don't know why they can't just say, hey, just still wear masks. If you don't want to get the vaccine, then you got to wear a mask. Which I don't have a problem with that, because you're working with people, you're around them for 5 to 8 hours at a time probably. You're more likely to get sick around people you work with or live with, because you're around them longer periods of time. This idea that you go to a grocery store and you're around somebody for a couple minutes and you're going to get COVID from them, it's bogus, man. It's bogus. And even with washing hands, I touch the same credit card machine. Everybody's using the credit card machine. I touch the machine, go home. I don't wash my hands right away. I'm not getting COVID. So that's another thing. It's not transmitting just off of you touching somebody's hands either. I don't believe that one bit. Or them spreading the germs on a ATM machine. I don't think there's any proof that it's staying on an ATM machine for that long. There's no proof of that whatsoever. So the Heat, they're just leftists, the Democrats. They go off of fear. They go off of greed. You know, I think society's got it backwards. You don't need to be wearing masks in public. You probably need to be wearing masks at work, yeah, but probably more so at home than in public. But that's not a comfortable situation to be wearing a mask at home. You know, I live alone. I wouldn't need to wear a mask. I got a dog. You're not getting it from your dog. But, yeah, I just don't agree with the Heat you know, requiring all employees to be vaccinated. Giannis joins the Brewers ownership. It's great, man. That is great for Milwaukee. Giannis is clearly bought into. He's won a chip there. He's not leaving. He's bought into ownership. His family will probably live there for the rest of their lives. That's great. Giannis is a great human being, a great role model for kids. Maybe we need these international athletes to become bigger stars on the U.S. market because they're better role models than these American athletes. These American athletes are not such great role models. Not all of them are great role models. You know, not like international people. And international people come from a far worse struggle, like Slovenia. Athletes from Slovenia, their struggle was far worse. They done seen everything that you could see in life. America, we're spoiled rotten little brats, man. I repeat that. We're spoiled rotten little brats. You know, so international people, they got more discipline. They got more values. They clearly could be better role models. I would clearly say Giannis is a far better role model than LeBron James. Clearly, because LeBron James puts out false narratives out there to these kids, like so false narratives, you know, and we're not going to get into those, but Giannis, this is about Giannis. Giannis joins Brewer Group. I think it's great. He's a great role model, great human being, somebody you should definitely look up to. What do we got going on now? We also got, okay, we got OnlyFans removing sexual content in October. I tried to tell one of my homeboys this OnlyFans thing wasn't going to last. It wasn't going to last. And this idea that every woman could make a living off of OnlyFans, no, it's like saying that everybody can be a TikTok influencer on TikTok. Everybody can't be. Everybody can't be an Instagram influencer on Instagram. There's levels to it. There's levels to this ish, you know. I don't want to say I told you so, but I told you so. A lot of these women that were OnlyFans in, they're going to have to go back to getting real jobs. Some of them, like, they stop stripping and do OnlyFans. They're going to have to go back to stripping. Some of them stop escorting and do OnlyFans or limit to their escort and do OnlyFans. They're going to have to do more escorting. Yeah, y'all screwed. Because this idea that all y'all can make a living off of it, first of all, was bogus because there's a thing called marketing promotions. You still got to market promotions, promote your OnlyFans. You still got to market, promote it. And every chick that's getting naked doesn't know how to do marketing promotions. That's like saying every rapper that knows how to make music knows how to break a record. There ain't no rapper making music that really knows how to break a record. Because they always need help breaking their records. They always need record breakers to break records. You know, and ain't no DJs really breaking records nowadays either, unless you're talking about Envy or Ebro or Funk Flex, you know, major market like that. So, yeah, the OnlyFans, told y'all so. I don't know what some of y'all chicks going to do. Y'all going to lose a lot of y'all's income because we ain't going to sit there and want to watch y'all. We ain't paying to watch y'all wear clothes. That ain't happening. Dudes ain't about to be paying to watch y'all go from playing with yourself to just wearing clothes or twerking. So, yeah, you ain't going to be making a living off of just twerking, that's for sure, unless you're going back to the strip club. So, told y'all so. It doesn't surprise me. This is what y'all get for thinking that this was going to last forever. You know, it's like rappers thinking that their peak is going to last forever. No, man. You know, your peak is your peak, and then once it falls down, unless you can find a way to get back up there again, you know, like the Fat Joes, the Nas's of the world, the Busta Rhymes of the world, you can find a way to get back up there. I don't know what to tell you, but that's not for everybody. And once you stop, you know, doing something, it's hard to get that momentum back. once, like these artists, they stop making music, you know, for 4 or 5 years, and then they got to come back and pay a cat like me to kind of help them start over again, you know? Because I'm in the business of building fans from scratch or helping you build more fans than you already got, you know? But, yeah, man, this OnlyFans thing, it's, I try to tell people that, you know, it wasn't going to last. It's just like I said about playlisting, because there was too much botting going on. The majority of playlisting past Spotify's playlists is bots. This wasn't going to last long, you know? It's like Twitter followers, buying Twitter followers, Instagram followers, you know? So now when new platforms come out and these people think they're going to implement these same things, they're like, we're just going to bot it up again. Yeah, but for how long? Very short period of time. Very short period of time. Because as soon as everybody catches on to it, boop, it shut down. And I got into an argument with a playlister about this. You know, yo, dude, the way you're doing it is wrong. Strong, and you want to, yo, screw what you say, screw your opinion, screw, you know, your 2 cents on this. Okay, that's why all his playlists got removed. They got blocked. You can't even add, he can't even do nothing with them. All that hard work for nothing, just to get them removed. And now you're not even making money doing that no more because you didn't want to listen. Nothing lasts forever. Nothing lasts forever. So, yeah, I told y'all so. And it was, and I didn't even see this coming. I was just saying it wasn't going to be this thing that everybody thought of, this new innovative thing for women to make money and make a living. It wasn't going to be that. And how many, and it's a relationship killer, because how many dudes want to date a woman that's making a living showing all her assets to other men? I know I don't want a woman that's showing all her assets to another woman, a man. I mean, I date a model chick, but a model chick that models clothes, not that models nude. What else do we got? Before I get into my last topic, I want to do my reaction to the reacts of Fresh and Fit versus Alvin Preach. I did a reaction to the verses. And I definitely side with Alvin Preach because I don't like hypocrites. And it just, I really got to speak on this because Fresh and Fit was really feeling themselves. Their ego just got like way up here. You know, their ego just kept going. They way up here. You know, they feeling themselves. They took it too personal. They got too emotional. And it was like, you know, we hotter than you. You know, using the N-word. This, that, and the third. We hotter than you guys. Not these last couple weeks, y'all guys ain't. I mean, it's rumored they've lost over 20,000 subscribers. You lost 20,000 subscribers in like a week's time. You ain't hotter than them right now. That just goes to show you that everybody's side of what I would preach. I've only seen one podcaster, like an idiot, some 360 blessing guy, like an idiot, sit there inside with Alvin Preach because they helped change my life. Okay, let me go on that real quick. Let me kick up my feet on this one. I got a mentor, and he gave me a lot of great advice, and he's taught me a lot about the music business, but I built my business by myself. With every single dollar and minute and hour and day and week and month and year of time, myself. And my mentor, yes, he's one of my best friends and my mentor, but we don't agree on everything. And this idea that if I disagree with you on something, I'm going to defend you just because you helped make my life better. No, if I disagree, I disagree. I'm not going to be a dishonest scumbag of a human being and defend somebody when I disagree. That is so dishonest. That is so pathetic. It's so weak. If you disagree with, I don't care what they did. I don't care if they gave you $1 million. If you disagree with something they've done, you don't have to agree with it. And you don't have to defend it. This idea you got to defend somebody just because they made your life better. I don't care if they gave you $1 million. If they are wrong, you don't have to defend it. And if you defend it, you're just dishonest. You're just scumbag. You're just a scumbag. Nobody can trust you. But the guys, obviously, that made your life better. But nobody outside that can trust you. So this idea that you hold some kind of, like, responsibility to defend people who help make your life better when they are clearly wrong or hypocrites is bogus, man. It's some old made-up fairy tale imaginary BS. Stop it, 360 underscore blessed or whatever. You the only dude out there defending this hypocrisy. The only dude. We don't defend hypocrites, dude. Nobody in life defends hypocrites. You don't do that. You don't defend hypocrites. My mentor, we get into debates all the time. Like, no, I strongly disagree with it. I'm not going to defend anything I disagree with his take on. And I don't expect him to do the same towards me. I don't expect him to defend anything that he disagrees with me on. If not, then we would not have an honest relationship. We would have a dishonest relationship. That's a dishonest relationship. So, yeah, man. Most of these podcasters, like when I seen Tater Report went in on it, I'm like, that's a wrap now. Like, because everybody's going to talk about this now, you know. And I agree with Abba Preach, you know. Fresh and Fit made this a little too personal. Like, it's a podcast, man. I'm pretty sure if I get to a certain point, people are not going to like what I have to say on my podcast. I'm like, I'm kind of Kevin Samuels with it. I'm very harsh because I don't like sugarcoating things. I live in reality, facts. I'm not going to sit there and lie to appease nobody and just say something just to make you feel better. I'm not going to lie just to make you feel better or appease you. I'm going to speak what I feel is the truth of the facts based off of my common sense or common knowledge. I go off book smarts, no college degrees. I go off common sense in life, you know. So, yeah, man, ain't looking good for Fresh and Fit. Y'all losing subscribers. Y'all looking like frauds. Yeah, y'all might have helped some people out, change their life. But this idea that a grown man is going to give advice from another man, like the total 100% credit for your life changing, you're not going to give yourself no credit. So you're not going to give yourself no credit. That is weak. That's pathetic. Because I'm going to tell you right now, yeah, my mentors helped me out like with knowledge and stuff in the game. But he didn't financially help me out build my business. So this idea that he should get 100% of the credit for where I'm at today because he was my mentor. No, he didn't put a penny into my business. And I didn't put a penny in his business. I don't deserve credit for his business being where it is. Because he's invested in his business, and I'm invested in mine. And we help each other out along the way. But this idea that he should get all the credit, and I got to defend everything he does just because he's helped me out. No, if he's wrong, he's wrong. Before I get this last topic, hit the click down subscribe button. I've never really heard nobody bring up this last topic. With all this passport vaccine stuff going on around defund the police. I never heard nobody talking about how hypocritical it is that Democrats are talking about. They're the ones pushing vaccine passports and defund the police. Who the hell you think's going to have to enforce the vaccine passports? Duh. Let you think about that one for a second. Let you really soak that one in and think about that for a second. who the hell is going to have to, you think average citizens are going to have, they're going to be the ones enforcing the vaccine passports? I don't think so. No, you freaking idiots, you complete morons. You don't think past your own ass. The police are going to have to enforce the vaccine passports. Who the hell else? But y'all want to defund the police and require vaccine passports. Well, if you keep defunding the police, who the hell's going to force the vaccine passports, you morons? You don't think past you. I mean, I hate to say it, man. I'm not a Republican, but I agree with more Republicans than anything. And I want to call myself a right. I'm on the right, but I guess I am on the right because I'm always going to be on the right side of things. The right side of things. No, I'm going to do the right things in life. So that's the side I'm going to be on. Not the left versus right political spectrum, but I'm going to always try to do the right things in life, so I'm going to be on the right side of life. The side that does the things the right way. That's the side I'm on. Now, the left is not doing things the right way because it's just so many double standards, hypocrisy. Like, this is another double standard. You want to defund the police, but you want to push this vaccine passports. Who the hell is going to enforce it? If you ain't got no police, you idiots. You jackasses. You morons. I don't think these people really think about any decisions they come up with. They just come up with them and put them out there. They think they sound cool. Or what it is, they just, as long as the decision that goes against what Republicans want, that's all they care about. Hey, oh, well, it's not what Republicans want, so we got to do this. Anything Republicans want, don't want, that's what we got to do. Well, that's not really the right way to go about politics. That's the wrong way. Because Republicans are wrong sometimes, too. And Democrats really are wrong a lot of times. They're the most hypocritical political party on the planet. I mean, because I did the double standard of Dems, and it was four or five different things that were double standards. This is another one. I don't get it. Y'all don't know what y'all want. That's the thing. Y'all don't know what y'all want. Y'all don't know if y'all want more police, less police. You want to enforce this, enforce that. But when you bring up laws like vaccine passports, if you think an average citizen is going to enforce a vaccine passport on me, good luck with that. Good luck with that. Good luck with that. He better be very bold. Because that ain't going to work. It ain't going to work. Ain't no average citizen going to tell me where I got to go, where I can and can't go, because I ain't got a vaccine passport. Nah. They might not want to get in my face if they try to tell me that. They get back smacked. No adult on this planet, unless they are law enforcement, is going to tell me where I can and can't go without a passport. Because it's not even a law, man. Like, it's not even written in law. They enforce these things that are not even written in law. And technically, if it's not written in law, ain't no power for you to enforce it. I repeat, if it's not a written law, it's not written in as a law, they ain't got no power to enforce it. You could fight it every time because there's no real power to enforce it. Like the CDC trying to force law. They don't even have the power to write in law. They don't even vote in law. CDC doesn't even write in law, vote in law, nothing. They had no power. So, yeah, the Democrats are such, they don't even know what they want. They're hypocrites. They're double standards. They want all these vaccine passports, but they want to defend the police. Like, who you think's going to force it, you idiots? Morons, man, I tell you. Complete morons. You know? And that's the thing. This idea that people in society are supposed to love complete morons. We're supposed to just embrace and love complete morons. People that just are hypocrites that have double standards towards. No, those are the worst kind of people in life. Hypocrites, people with double standards, complete morons, complete idiots. They have no common sense whatsoever. That's why I stress, you can have your college degree, your book smarts, all you want. Guess what? Ain't nobody in my family with a college degree self-employed. I don't even got a high school diploma. I'm self-employed. I repeat, nobody in my family with a college degree is self-employed. I am self-employed with no high school diploma. What does that tell you? I got more common sense than all of my family members combined. Because I had the common sense to know that you can go to college all you want. You can get all the degrees you want. If you don't really have a realistic goal, you don't really put in realistic plans to go forth that goal, and you don't really put commitment, dedication, and ambition into achieving that goal, and you don't stick with it, what are we talking about here? I've seen plenty of dumb people with college degrees. Plenty of dumb people with college degrees, you know, plenty. Yep, so that's the take for today. We had the heat required employees. Oh, no, actually, I got another one. The heat required employees to be vaccinated, and the Raiders also, I think I talked about last week, where the Raiders want people to get vaccinated, show a proof of vaccination in the games. We know where they stand, too. It's all about greed. It's all about leftist political ideas, democratic political ideas, which are typically hypocritical and double standard. That's their new nickname, the double standard Dems. The double standard Dems. Standard Dems. The DSD, the double standard Dems. Once again, I want to thank y'all for tuning in. This was episode 50. We're halfway there. No turning back. You know, which was also my first album. This is the Paul Pinkett Podcast, also known as the AKA the Conversations Podcast. Don't forget, this podcast is sponsored by Promo Palace LLC at promopalace.biz. If you've got online and marketing and promotion needs for your business, brand, or your music, check out promopalace.biz. If you're an animal lover, cat lover, or dog lover, and you like cat t-shirts, dog t-shirts, or even want apparel for your dogs like dog bandanas, go to newlitter.com, check us out. We got t-shirts, hoodies, dog apparel, dog tags, and more. Also, I got to shout out my second favorite liquor brand for Shizzle. I got to shout out the Dizzle, dizzlebrand.com. Check them out. They got about a dozen recipes on there you could check out. The Dizzle brand, that's cognac, agave, tequila, orange liquor, mango mix, and crisp lemon. Some on the way soon. And I'll give that taste test on a podcast and give my review of what I think. And also follow them on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and more. That's dizzlebrand.com, newlitter.com, promopalace.biz. I am your host of the Paul Pinkett Podcast, otherwise known as Triple P, a.k.a. the Common Sense Podcast, your source for music, sports, and politics. Once again, I want to thank you all for tuning in. Once again, hit that click down subscribe button in that right-hand corner. Hit that like, the shares, hit the follow on Instagram, Facebook, and don't forget the audio version goes to Apple, Spotify, Deezer, Amazon, TuneIn, Slacker, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, and much more. I want to thank you all for tuning in. Peace, and I'm out.